In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Guadalupe is associated with red. We are here now, said Laureano de la Torre to the hermit, as he pointed out the waterfall, at the base of a precipice that rose majestically before them. It was bathed in the light of the setting sun, causing everything around them both to reflect a blood-red color. In the time when the first Spanish visitors to this area saw the rock face of the mountain suffused in the scarlet of the setting sun, they christened this range the Sangre de Cristo Peaks. How interesting to note that the color red stands for something so holy up here, said Giovanni. Down in the valley, I was told that whenever they finish telling a tale, the people are wont to say, Colorín colorado, ya este cuento está acabado. That is, red as red can blend, this tale is now at an end. And whenever their red chili dishes are too hot, they believe that it is because the person who cooked it was angry. Then you do understand the correlation between red and wrath, said a voice coming out of the water. As the hermit looked on, the singing waters gave way to a different hue, transforming themselves from a bright red to a pale blue. The droplets sprinkling down caused the rocks below to echo the musical note, la 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 la. Giovanni bowed low, this time going so far as to touch the ground with his forehead. He knew that the spirit speaking to him was the announcer. He was the angel Gabriel himself. He turned to look at the dead man, but as usual, he had disappeared. He turned back to face Gabriel. I have always wondered, he began, pausing just long enough to collect his thoughts. What was the greatest mission that you ever had? Oh, that's easy, came the reply. I was chosen to visit the home of a girl in Nazareth and tell her that the ancient prophecies were to be realized through her. Through her, the second person of the Holy Trinity would become flesh and dwell among men. What then, continued Giovanni, was the second greatest mission you ever had? Again, Gabriel did not hesitate. I was told to come to the place known as Mexico and to clear the pathway for the visitation of the Mother of God to the New World. Tell me the story, begged the hermit of the angel. It was on a wintry day in 1531, began Gabriel. That morning, a Chuchumecan Indian was walking near the top of a mountain, even as you are doing. That peak was known as Tepeyac among his own people. Suddenly he saw the vision of the Mother of God calling to him softly in the morning breeze. Juan Diego, she said, go to the Archbishop of Mexico City and tell him to build me a temple here on this hill. But Juan Diego was reticent to do so, for he knew of the wrath of Archbishop Juan de Zumárraga, who held the Indians in high contempt. Not only that, Juan Diego's uncle Juan Bernardino was dying, and he was occupied with his impending death. I went down into Mexico City that morning and wrestled with death herself until she freed Juan Bernardino from her grasp. Then I went and enlightened the heart of the archbishop so that he would believe the Indian. I whispered to the archbishop that he should devise a test for Juan Diego. So the archbishop asked him to fetch back some fragrant roses in the dead of winter. Well, when Juan Diego shyly asked the Mother of God for some roses, she replied that it would be an easy matter to produce them, since her own son, with only one thought, had produced the whole world. Juan Diego climbed the mountain and found a rose bush in full bloom. He cut some blossoms off the bush, and the lady then arranged them within his cloak with explicit directions not to reveal them to anyone but to the archbishop. When he approached Mexico, I went and cleared his pathway into the archbishop's chambers. There he dropped the roses at the archbishop's feet and revealed that the colors of the roses had seeped deep within his cloak and stamped the image of Guadalupe upon it. What does the name Guadalupe mean? Asked Giovanni. It is a clumsy attempt to pronounce Cuatlalope, or she who crushes the serpent in the Nahuatl of the time. Just then, a huge serpent slithered out of the cave, past the angel and right up to the hermit. Oh, Giovanni knew that he was looking right into the eyes of Beelzebub. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.